And as we start, we lose the pictures. Oh. So I can't, I don't know the rules. No. I'm pissed, I don't know the rules, and I can't see. He can't see.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, another great week of footy. The biggest story this week, record membership at Port Adelaide. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about milestone games.
Everyone's all been involved. Got a dog these days, haven't they? So they've, you know,
and a budgie and a cat. Right. Don't worry about that.
Budgies count.
Yeah. I want to ask you, blokes, later on, have you ever had a big blue with a teammate? Did you see Chad Wingard during the week? At the weekend, and Kaczynski? They went for it. Crows bounce back. Good win against Hawthorn. And in fact, Roo, I want to ask you all about, and all of you, obviously, all about the Crows. I reckon there's some real talent there all of a sudden. Next couple of years might be all right. First up, Port Adelaide over Collingwood. Let's have a look at that. Again, not convincing, but they got the job done. I was a bit panicky when Collingwood got to within a point in the last quarter.
And they jumped you again at the start, Collingwood. Yes. I was a bit nervous for the Port Adelaide fans. Nervous for you, Dits.
Thank you.
No, they fought back in Travis Boak's 300th. They, yep. Well, it's just one of those ones you just got to bank the win. And you would have got a little bit nervous late in the...
Might have been lucky Pendlebury went down.
Didn't look much in that, did they? Broken leg.
What? Did he make a big difference?
He's the best player.
He slowed right down.
He's never really quick.
But the three ins for Port Adelaide to me were important because I'm hoping that Port are building towards September in the right sort of fashion, you know, timing it right.
Timing, yeah.
Getting the players back. And they certainly did make a difference, didn't they?
Yeah, they were good. You're a lot better side with those three young fellas back in.
A bit more speed, a bit more mongrel.
Rosie, Dersma and Butters. You're certainly, and they'll be better for the run too, especially Dersma. He's been out for a fair while. So, certainly better with them in. And you might be right, Ditch. You might be timing it pretty well. Port Adelaide, well, they're the forgotten side sort of around the comp now because a lot of people have just written them off, but they might just be building and timing it right.
Laddams look good up forward.
I think he has to stay on the side. When it comes to picking their best side, September, Laddams has to be
in. If you don't pick him, he won't be there next year.
I agree with you.
And Orazio back this week will be having a run. That's another good player back. But Young Jones, he can't take a trick either, can he? Jones, he's had two hammies and two syndesmosis injuries.
In for more surgery.
You know what he said at the start of the year when he was drafted? I've never been injured, he said. He came out and said, I've never had an injury. I've never missed long time. I'm just, you know, I don't get injured. And then now looks what's happened. He's hardly played.
Lee, mate, did you ever get injured playing footy?
Never. I just really took care of my body, and I played so wide I never had a contact with another player.
No contact.
That's why they built a fence around Richmond Oval to keep you in, didn't they?
My biggest danger was running into the pie cart in the third row.
nearly got run over on South Road one day. Did you?
Exactly.
Deacon Road. Did you? Will you beat GWS? They're actually eighth at the moment.
They worry me, GWS, because they're always a talented side. No matter where they're at or what they're doing.
Toby Green back.
Yeah. No, it won't be easy. Yeah.
Be a good test.
Yeah.
Travis Boak, I didn't see the end of the game. Did they carry Travis Boak off for his 300th?
They cheered him off.
They cheered him off, and did the crowd appreciate that?
Well, there was no crowd.
He waved into the grandstand, but I don't know who to.
Well, what they meant to do, Limo? It was a symbolic gesture.
I know, but what am I meant to do? They carried a bloke off to no one. We've got to have a laugh at that. It's the same at the Olympics when the Olympians were coming out of the opening ceremony waving. I thought, who the bloody hell are you waving at? There's no one there.
Did you get carried off for your 300th, Rupert?
Yes, I did.
Who carried you off?
I don't know.
Okay. You don't know what teammates carried you off.
It was all about me, not carrying.
That's so selfish. What a selfish attitude. Did you burn? Did you ever get carried off?
Yeah, 200th, yeah.
Who carried you off?
Jack Watts.
Nice.
Jack Watts!
That's the best thing he did in his career.
Stop it.
Jack Watts carried him on.
He wanted to get involved, didn't he? So in the game.
He was keen for the after party.
Yeah, he was first there, the Elmer. After that, that's where we went. Went back there.
So it was Jack Watts and who else?
Jonesy? I think Cam Pettison.
Cam Pettison?
It wasn't like they do now and pick him like on the Monday that week. It was just I didn't really want to get carried off because we played Adelaide here and we just beat Adelaide.
If you're going to get carried off, could you make it a household name?
Yeah, I had to think of his first name then. I was going to call him James Pedersen.
He's a North Melbourne reject.
That's I was trying to think. Hang on,
Jimmy Pedersen would have passed out with his skinny little body.
I know that when I get the arse at Triple M, it would be James Pedersen carrying me out.
Did you have a
never didn't believe in it because it's all about the team.
Come on, you killjoy!
We all walked off together.
You would have had all memorabilia, merchandise, buddy, everything sold out at North Adelaide.
You know, you're looking for a bit of a spark or a bit of a lightning rod. Well, that's what I'm on radio for.
Little jazz.
All right, how did you see the Crows' performance, Roo? I want to start by saying I'm asking you a question, but I want to start by saying I noticed it's only Hawthorn. Sorry, Limo.
Hey.
There's some young talent. I think Schonberg is a real star. And if this is him as a young player, what's he going to be like in about 3 years' time?
Yep.
Scholl is definitely a good player. Didn't have a good weekend, but he's a real good player. And you know what? The much talked about Darcy Fogarty, Roo, in 2 years' time, I think could be a real star of the competition, a big star.
Yeah, I think Fogarty could be. He's still got to go to another level. Himmelberg could be. There are a lot of players with question marks. This is what I was about to say. It's lot of players with question marks. But those big fellas do take 4, 5, 6 years, Jars. You know that. Yeah. Big 6 foot six forwards, they take forever. They basically got to prove to you that they can't play. The other way around for small fellas. I think Jones is going better than he ever has. I think he looks all right. I thought Hamill looked all right.
Schoenberg,
Butts
very
is going
good.
All right. Back there, so I think there's quite a few there.
It's just another two or three quality midfielders, and I don't reckon you're far off.
Well, Berry and Pedler should become quality midfielders. There's big raps on Cook, who hasn't played a game yet.
But Frampton went back. Did you like that?
I do like that. I think he might be a chance there, and they should continue on trialling that, whether it's AFL level or whether it's SNFL level. I think there's plenty of good backs that come from not good enough
forwards. So if you're back in Frampton for the rest of the year, next year, do you push Duda out forward or put Duda on the ball?
No, I think Duda is a third tall defender. Okay. He's not a big fella. I think Nick Murray will probably come back in this week and Billy will play.
They rate Murray, don't they?
I do too. Yeah. What I like about him is he's tough, he's fast. Yeah. He's got a very good leap as well, and he's got a very good kick.
He's competitive, isn't he?
That's it, Ben.
Hey, Limo, I just want to ask you about this. Did you see it came out over the weekend that the Crows have revealed they've got a book club?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A book club.
What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that.
Are they just collecting books, or are some of the players actually reading them, Dick?
Oh, look, honestly.
Do we understand the details?
Limo, have they got Jarman Magic? Have they got that book?
Surely.
That's just pictures, isn't it? Just pictures.
Maybe that explains why they're down the bottom of the ladder.
Book club. Well, there's a lot wrong with it.
What's wrong with reading the best bets?
How about be a football club?
Well, best bets is a different story.
It's a book.
Where did you hear this from?
I've got a list of the books they've got here. There's Pig the Pug, Pig the Liar, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. It's some good reads here.
Biggles dropped this mail on the call Saturday
Don't
night.
Tell me
no, it's true.
He was just doing his research.
Well, who's running that?
Riley O'Brien, who's studying nuclear science, learning to tap and
get ground ball and kicking technique and.
Where do you read?
His contested marking is outstanding, though.
This is the bloke that he said he's not fit enough to play. He's not good enough to play AFL football.
He's a
terrible performance, not up to it. Look, Riley O'Brien's not an AFL ruckman, to be quite honest with you.
No, he's not.
And he's a lovely young man, but he's not up to this standard of football.
He won the best of Vares the next year.
Well, we had a shot year. Don't forget, we won a wooden spoon.
I think he'll win it again this year, though.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
The year you nearly won your best in Vares.
There's no way he'll win it this year.
The year you nearly won our best in Vares.
Don't talk about
that. Where'd we finish?
About 50. Oh, you didn't tell me that. No. You didn't tell me that. Sure he walked down. Tell me that.
Sure he walked down.
No. It was a catastrophe.
No,
you
no.
never told me you finished.
When we lost Rennie round six,
you only had to stand up to win the best and fairest that year.
It was the Bradbury medal, wasn't it?
No, when we lost Sean Rand to another knee injury, that's when our season was derailed. We were six and zip when Rennie was playing, the big puss.
Yeah, well, it's all about Sean Rand.
Who's going to beat Riley O'Brien this year?
Riley O'Brien will not win the Adelaide Crows BNF. I'll tell you right now. I'll take my photos down if he does.
I'll have lunch at the Cheeky Greek with
you.
Yep.
All right, there you go. We've shaken hands.
Dits, that was a bad bet.
No, well, who's going to beat him for it?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon
fair few.
Thank you.
Who won last year?
What? Thank you,
name
Rupert.
A few's going better.
Well, Laird.
Laird.
Yeah. No, but Keys. You have to name someone. Otherwise, it's my bet against 18 players.
For me, Rory Laird.
Rory Laird. All right. Yeah, it's not a bad pick.
However,
no, you're not in the bet. No,
because you used to loan me for the other bet.
Can I go double or nothing and he won't even be in the top three?
Maybe top three.
Oh.
All right. I'll take that on.
Yeah, good dits.
I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah. Can I double bet?
I just want to bet on something.
What do you want to bet?
I don't know. I'll bet that
text. Oh, everyone listening, kids out there, gamble responsibly. Yes. Mm. Don't gamble.
No, text money is fun.
Now, Matt Crouch, a three-year deal we're reading about, has been put on the table.
Is that right?
How accurate is that? Anyone want to weigh in on that?
Well, it's a two-year deal.
I've heard from a very good source. No, I can't say where I got
text
this.
Walker.
No, it wasn't Tex, and I've told Drew that.
Michael Dowdy.
I bought him. No. No, he didn't tell me that stuff.
No, okay. He's not his manager.
Two-year deal.
Two-year deal.
But about 30% less than what?
He'll go. He's
gone. That might be just a little...
He's gone.
Rather than get rid of Matt Crouch,
let him make the
decision to go.
30% less. Ooh.
Do you think?
And he's a club champion from the year before.
All Australian?
Not from the year before.
Well, 2 years before.
Well, it's 4 years before.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this info from?
I just know a few people around the
traps. His brother Brad.
No.
Oh, it was! We got him!
You can't throw him under the bus. I said no.
Yeah, you looked down and left.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Body language. No, it's not Bradley.
No, it wasn't.
Body language.
It wasn't Brad.
We got him.
What do you guys think?
Am I right?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not allowed to say anything.
Must be right, Ditso, because he said, where am I getting it, rather than, no, that's
correct.
Not
correct.
Right.
So, he would have jumped in.
Yeah,
said,
he would have said,
that's
nah,
crap.
That's ridiculous.
No, I don't. I don't say that.
So 30% less and 2 years. Nah.
Well, what would you be doing?
So if he's on... Say, what he'd be on, I think in the paper it was reported he's on, what, 700, 750?
Mm. Must be right,
so
it's in the
30%
paper.
Less, what's that?
You did
of 750,
sums.
So 7 threes, 20, that's 200 odd grand less than what he's on now per year.
All right, if you had a blank piece of paper, what would Jazz, what sort of contract would you be drawing up for Matt?
Well, the first question is he going to be part of the next premiership or the next
No, that's a silly question. When people in footy say that, that's all right, 90% of the AFL then. Don't give them a contract because they're not in the next bloody premiership at their club.
I should never have got a contract.
It's right. You can never say that.
Valid. Well, he's 26. He's a very important part of the midfield group. Two-year deal and put him on 600.
Right. Right.
What about you, Bernie?
Yeah, I'm going maybe two with a kicker for something around that, 556. But with some incentive. So he has to obviously perform and play well to earn that, not just
to earn that, or he gets more on
triggers.
Top of that.
No, to earn, possibly could earn, if he's in the top five BNF, he deserves 650. So if he, you know, have some triggers in there.
Yeah.
I like incentive-based contracts. I don't like this just handing money over because then that's when you see players not train hard.
I think you put him on a weekly contract. You've got to sit down and re-sign every Monday.
So
really keep him on his toes. Yeah.
If Crouch does go... The Crows get a compo pick, don't they?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yeah.
So
is that attractive to you people?
I'm not saying. I can't say anything. Well, you're not saying anything because people, I'm not allowed to say anything and I wouldn't say anything anyway. Okay. It's disrespectful and it's unprofessional and I've done it before and paid the price.
We asked Cal Toomey last week about if he was to go and where the compensation pick would land, and this is what he said.
Other clubs think that he's been gettable. He's potentially been open-minded about where his future could lay in 2022. He's a restricted free agent, so if he does go, of course, like his brother Brad last year, the Crows would get a compensation pick through free agency for him. But I think he's somewhere between second round and end of second round. So that means as a second round pick, it'd come after the Crows' second round selection, which at the moment would be about 22. So it'd be 23, a pretty similar sort of selection to what the Brad Crouch compensation pick was, or it can happen at the end of the second round, which would obviously be around pick 39, 40, depending on compensation picks that have thrown in up the board as well.
So end of second round is what Kao Toomey, draft guru at the AFL, said that's where it would fall on the size of his contract and the length of it, where he'd get somewhere else. So is that Adelaide rate that end of second round pick more than what Matt Crouch can put out at the Adelaide Footy Club? That's a decision for the people in charge, Justin Reid.
Well, and everyone else. No, the list management, just to be clear, list management works by the coach, the list manager, the head of football, the CEO sits in the meetings.
Where are you?
I'm in the meeting, just having my little voice.
Yeah.
But it's the sum of everyone's decision. Justin Reid doesn't say this is what we're doing.
And then Roo overrules it.
Yeah, and then if he doesn't like it, he goes, Justin Reid, you leave the room. Right. Anyone else not agree with me?
Yes, you go. Boy.
That's how you'd like
you
it.
You want to be top dog.
Very, very consultative group. That's all I'll say.
His family and friends call him Mussolini. the greatest Italian dictator of all time.
And if you know what? If no one agrees with her, it's only Roo left in the room. So then he just makes
out,
the
out,
decision.
Out, out, out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he re-signs with the
like
footy
club. Look, he's been a very good player, hopefully. And hopefully it'll work out for everyone.
He's a great lad.
Just finally, yes,
buddy.
Williston?
Yeah, we're tracking okay. We're obviously with no community football again this week, so but we're sitting 7-5. Four games remaining, so yeah, we're okay.
Jeez.
We're going okay.
You can still miss the
So the
finals.
F-word. The F-word.
Yeah, I told the boys. Yeah, absolutely. I've got it all in the change rooms. We're playing finals. Right. I've done a Kenny Hinckley.
Have you?
Yes, sir. My word. Why not?
100,000 members.
Don't sugarcoat it. Our membership's up. Our sponsorships are up. Gate takings are up. Bars up.
Did one of the great guest speaking days of my life at Williston.
Did you? Yeah. They still talk about that too.
Yeah, did one a couple of years ago.
They did too, and you charge us an arm and a leg.
Bar taking's one of your incentives in your coaching contract. If you can get the bar sales up, then you get a little bonus.
I've got a lot of triggers in my contract.
See you next week.